Hey everybody. Hey Henrik. What happened to Tony? Hey Henrik, I'm just making a video game right now. It's a RPG Maker game, so I don't know where Tony went all of a sudden. I'm gonna text him just to make sure. That he knows he was left behind. Yeah, sadly. I think it's Castbox, honestly, but I have no idea. I just reset the Castbox though. Tony, we lost you. Sadness. What about you, Henrik? What are you up to? Anything awesome? I feel like you're always up to something awesome. Oh, nice. What are you watching on Twitch? Oh, there's Tony. Hey, Tony.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Hello.
Very weird. Yeah, it told me your live cast ended, actually.
That's weird.
And then, I didn't think to go back and look for it because I thought I would get another notification when you popped it back online. So I was just kind of giving you the couple seconds. So, yeah, very, very odd because, yeah, here you are. You're still casting. So what did I miss? I think that's where we stopped.
Not too much. Henrik just joined, by the way.
Oh, hi, Henry.
But besides that, we well, I we no, I have been making a video game, an RPG Maker game, and it's going to be just a RPG styled game where it's going to be like a roguelike simulator. But I'm trying to develop it in a way where it's like future meets medieval combat kind of thing. So there might be laser guns. It's basically Final Fantasy. I'm making Final Fantasy.
Of course, they are the gold standard, aren't they?
I mean, aren't they? And Henrik here is also watching a Twitch stream of one of his friends. Is it a female friend by any chance, or is it Alex? If it's Alex, I'd laugh. I know he's been doing a lot of setup for the D&D that he did yesterday, I think, or 2 days ago, something like that. Ah, it's a dude. My deepest sincerity, man. No, I'm just joking.
My most sincere condolences.
But no, yeah, that's all I've been doing. I've been talking, chat, having fun, listening to music. I haven't been like uberly like I don't know, like I haven't made the maps in depth, but I've made them unique. And I want to keep on making them a little bit more stylized.
That's fair. I heard of like a really fun, so if you don't mind, I'll explain a method I heard for D&D to make a map. It's a really fun idea. It was like to take like if you own a bunch of dice, you on another sheet of paper, they're all like one through 20s, and it's like, you've got like 5 20s and like a couple fours, and you've got like other kinds of dice. You say 1 through 20 on a sheet of paper, a one is a mountain, a two is a river, a three is a plain, a four is a rocky, five is a magma location, and then like maybe a 20 is a town or a city, a 19 is a hamlet, and like you got roads in there, and you just mix it all up. You throw the dice on a sheet of paper, and then you just start drawing in what everything is. Not drawing in, but like labeling it, and then making it kind of make sense on the map, and like the open areas with no dice or Cs. And I was like, that's just such a fascinating way to get some randomization. Can always take it after you're done, and it helps you generate kind of this an idea.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember, but I posted a tick. It was a YouTube TikTok compilation of like D&D stuff, and they did something very similar to that, and I thought it was really cool. And currently, the map I'm working on is actually an RPG Maker for not for D&D, but for a video game. And the map I'm working on. It's so green. It's just too green right now. And I'm wondering if I should add water or I should add something different to the like the background, maybe. Maybe some mountains that are gray. I don't know.
That's fair.
But Henrik has actually been telling me that there's a new Star Wars novel, and I'm kind of interested in looking into it because I love Star Wars. I love the sagas. Specifically, I love the original books, but I really want them to, if they ever do plan on like remastering some of the movies and like reimagining them, I really want them to go over the Clone Wars again. I know they were great in like animations, but like I would love to see like just like someone who doesn't have the Force literally fighting beside like a Jedi and just like trying to survive, because it would be so interesting to see what they have to offer. Yeah. What about you though? Like, what are you excited for?
Are you up to anything? Me excited? Am I excited for any game that's coming out? Oh, they're actually, so I keep a wish list, right? Steam has that wish list ability, and I keep some very, I'm looking forward to quite a few games that are like possibly coming up. And let me just pull up Steam right next to my computer. Let's find out what I'm excited for, because I'm not even understanding what I'm excited for.
It's all good. I'm more excited for like just to see what studio companies have been doing. And in reality, I just want to see something new. Like, not even just games, but like book wise, movie wise. Just, and I know 2021 is going to be big for that because of COVID. Supposedly, yeah. Everyone's going to get their shots. Supposedly.
But I'm pumped about that. Once I get mine, I'm going to feel so much more comfy with going out. Mm-hmm. That's a huge, huge part of it.
GB Studios is.
There's one game called Hydroneer that I probably want to get as a single player game for me to play.
I saw that one. That one looks good.
Just, you know, me as an engineer, I love games like that. And,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Void Train. I still have a high hopes that it'll come out, and it looks like we're on like 12 months, roughly. Somewhere in 2022, it's going to come out, and God, that game looks phenomenal. Oh, I hope it comes out soon. I'm so pumped for that one.
It does really, like, it looks really good, but isn't it a multiplayer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, that's even better.
Well, right, like, the game looks like a combination of my favorite aspects of video games. If you've ever played Raft, it looks like the concept of Raft, where you're on your home, and your home is moving. So you collect supplies and you defend it along the way. And Void Train is you're a train going through the aether, whatever you want to call it, on rails, collecting supplies, fighting off enemies, like building up your train carts and things like that. And you just keep going in a three-dimensionalized environment with multiple players to work together. And it's like, whoa, that's a cool concept. I really like that one.
I really like what a lot of gamers and, well, not just gamers, but like what a lot of people have been bringing to like their homes. And one thing is, originally it was like the Nintendo Switch that was the cool new thing. And then it was like, before that it was like VR, but like not everyone could buy it. Nowadays people are able to purchase them. And I'm so excited to see what's next. Like, what are we going to be seeing that develops next? Because it's going to be really big, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of trees.
There's going to be some really unique games that are coming out, and ones that have already been out but are getting updates, too. I keep a lot of indie games, so I watch, like, gaming games develop, right? Like, I've got one on mine, that Death Crown. Honestly, if you like any kind of, like, real-time combat system games, Death Crown. It's a real-time strategy. Yeah, it's cheap VR and wireless VR. And you're certainly right. And we already have great options with like the Oculus Quest being a standalone system. I mean, that's crazy. It's wireless. You put it on, you go run around with it, and you go have fun. Right? How much, you know, reduce that price to about like $150 or $200 as production becomes more streamlined. And we are well.
Death Crown is $299 right now on Steam.
Oh, it's super cheap. Yeah, the developer's awesome, and he just released a whole other season of gameplay. It looks like, which is phenomenal. Because I played through the original and it was super fun. It's actually up on my channel. If anybody wants to go look at it, it's out there. Death Crown. It's a 1-bit game where by a 1-bit, it's either a 1 or a 0.
Mm-hmm.
All of the pixels on screen can either be black or white. And it's fascinating the depth of gameplay that was generated using that concept.
Era of Human is also free if anyone wants to try that. Like, honestly, that's really cool. Like, the dev is just super kind with that. Yeah. A lot of people don't do that. That's really awesome. I do agree with Henrik, though. Like, the next thing that is cheap VR and wireless VR, I honestly do think that we're going to get so many people invested in VRs that it's going to be pretty cheap. Like, already I can get a PlayStation VR for, I think, around $200, and originally it used to be like $600. And what is it? There's the Oculus Quest that you said, and the Rift, and something else.
Yeah.
But Steam's VR set, they look really good, but I don't know. They're not... for the price, I wouldn't buy one. For the price.
Yeah. Well, the hardest part to me, and it's really unfortunate because, like, I have a great computer, great for VR, because I've built it that way. I've got a VR, but it's been like 2 months since I've reconfigured my room, and I've yet to set it up again. And I keep asking myself, like, why? Why have I not gone back to VR? And the real struggle to me is just, like, we're so entrenched right now in two-dimensional interfaces to games, and some people always play with, you know, two-dimensional systems. What was the other thing I was going to say about it, too, is, like, you know, my friends don't have VR. So for me, I invested in it, but I don't play it because I don't have people to play with. I play a lot of games with other people. Another thing that I was going to say, the real quick other thing, is I love to watch YouTube videos while playing a game. And I kind of need to look into if I can get a floating screen in VR to have a YouTube video playing on while I play VR. That would actually be really attractive to me to come back and play VR. If I could, in VR, interact with
like video. People. Yeah.
Like, pull up a web page that floats next to me in game.
Yeah, and you then can I do that. Go
through, well, you can to some degree, but can I continue to interact with the world and have that as a transparent screen that I only interact with when I lock and unlock? And I need to research that a little bit.
Most bigger title games have that, and they have a thing that's called the streamer setting, where you can have like on the top left portion of where you look, like it's always going to be there. They have that, or they have the flipverse where it's on your wrist basically, or on your hand. And then they have something else. And I know they have it for Boneworks. They have it for a bunch of different games. And the issue that most streamers have is it's always up there. And if someone puts in a bad comment, then it'll show up on the video.
That's fair.
But, yeah. Also, I think Henrik might be joining us very, very soon, which I am always pleased to see. Good old Henrik. Cheers. But
that's actually interesting. I was saying more like I want to watch a video. I don't want to stream from VR.
You
see what I'm saying? Like, I get
lonely
when I'm playing a solo VR game because it's only me in the game, and I am very used to multiple sources of stimuli. So I pull up YouTube or a show or something else.
There's one person that did that, but he did that with his VR. He did that with his like VR headset with his bicycle, and I'm trying to remember how he did it because I think he used two different headsets actually to do that. Hey, Henrik.
Hello.
Hello, Henrik.
We're
The last thought on it, real quick, is just like And I, sorry, Dan.
No, you're good. That's just really interesting.
I want a floating like screen for my computer in the game world that I unlock and unlock to interact with it, and it's stuck into like the like a perspective or a physical location in the game. That's really hard to code, like how you would do that. So, Henrik, welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, Henrik. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. How is Denmark? Are the ladies lovely and the booze as wonderful as ever?
Always, always.
Good. It makes me so good to hear because I want to go back. I want to go back so bad. I just miss Scandinavian countries. They're just so... It's like you go to like a noble establishment, and then you go home and you're like, I miss it. They had silverware that was actually made of silver. I don't know. I miss certain things about just Sweden, Denmark, but I do need to go to Norway and...
Oh, Norway is beautiful.
Norway, I've been told, is really great, especially around their lakes. I think it's their lakes. Like, they have islands that are, like, beautiful.
Yeah.
But the Netherlands as well. I want to go to... Or is it the Netherlands? Is Amsterdam in the Netherlands?
Yeah.
Okay, then the Netherlands. I was told to go back there. But anywho.
Speaking of VR, I think one of the things that's going to come next is AR.
What is AR exactly? Because I might be... Knowing what you're talking reality. About. Ah, so yes, it is.
Yeah, it's basically where you see the real world, but there's graphics laid over it.
Yeah, I've seen those. In Marquette, they actually had one for a time. And my friend Adam, who has also been on this show, has been a part of making those, which I was like, what? That's really cool. But no, they don't have it anymore, which I'm kind of like... Sad I never got to go, but it was like $200 a ticket, I think.
Your phone can do AR.
Oh, yeah. My phone already does. My phone does Pokemon Go.
Yep. Or you have the new Google app. Or like mine is like built in because it's a Google phone. If I open up the camera and flip it into AR mode, I can get like... overlays on how to walk to my destination, or I can like look at objects, and then I can start Googling the internet to figure out like what it is. Combining location data, position data, like it's phenomenal what you can do. I'm very excited for like Google Glass to interact with my home, and so I can put up like stickers on the wall that allow me to place screens in locations, flooring markers that allow me to three-dimensionalize objects in my room. And then the ability to use my hands to interact with those objects in front of my face. So if I reach out, I want to be able to like pinch my fingers to grab points of the object and interact with it so that I don't have to have like gloves or controllers or other things. They're getting very close to having some of those be part of the options.
Have you seen the girl who has an AR set up for Twitch?
She's overlays a thing on her face that they call it VTubing or something.
Yeah, basically.
That's not really AR.
It's not, but what she has done that makes it feel like AR is what impresses me. And she basically makes it so that the computer and scanner that scans her face and the camera that scans her face scans every bit of her face. So when she snickers or smiles or frowns, it traces all of that. And then
it's motion capture.
Yeah, and it publishes that for Twitch streamers. But the other part that is really cool is when she moves any part of her body, it captures all of that and it displays it on a different level. But then she plays video games and she played this one, only one, that allowed her to move around her room, and it scanned her room. It scanned her entire room, and it made a game for her. And I was like, "That was really cool." But that suit cost her $15,000. The scanning for the four room, what is it called? She put it on every corner of her room, and there's only four of them. Those alone cost 1,500 separately. And I'm just like, that's insane.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
It is. And like, that came from her. Like, that originally, like, she paid for that, but she was a fire chief for a time or something like that.
Okay. She's doing pretty well for herself.
She was, and now she's the, like, the biggest girl streamer or something like that. Oh, Henrik just left. Oh, no. We lost to Henrik for a moment.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
It's all good. What did you just say? Back. Oh, is this her? I think this might be her, isn't it?
No, that's if it's the link I posted, it's a link to a company making AR glasses.
Oh, that's
so you can see what it looks like.
Oh, that's so cool. I love that so much.
And that video is 4 years old, so their technology has gotten better.
I'm just like, but that's
they haven't
so
gone
cool.
Under.
Can I just say, if I had this, I would probably use this every day of my life, and I wouldn't mind not leaving my home. Like, you could play a video game with these glasses.
Yeah.
Oh.
The only problem is that these AR glasses cost $3,000, so they are not for the general consumer at the moment.
Honestly, like, $3,000 isn't bad for that kind of futuristic tech. It's not even futuristic anymore. It's literally now.
Yeah, it's now. The future is now.
The future is now. I love that. Oh my gosh, that's so cool. I just, like, I want to have interactions with, like, literally everything I do. And I know, like, we're getting there. And we're already living in a time period where, like, we don't really have to worry about, like, food or electricity or anything like that.
Well, we still have to worry about both.
Yeah, we do. And, like, my biggest concern is actually pollution right now. But
yeah,
I don't know. Like, we're so far ahead that I just love it. Like, what's next? What are we going to come up with next? Like, we've already made rebreathers that aren't very good, but they work. We've made HD, or not HD, what are they called? Holograms that, like, point up and then you can move them, like, for chess. And that's just so cool.
Well, and all of these are fun, wonderful, not to bring down the mood at all, but they're fun, wonderful, like, first world style technologies, but there are still many things that we need to help the rest of the world out with. And, you know, a lot of technology like this, hopefully in some way, shape, or form, can be leveraged to help, you know, solve some of these world problems.
And I think that's good.
Medical breakthroughs, food growing technologies, housing solutions.
Exactly.
Yeah, a big step forward would be to bring internet to the third world.
And
that would allow them to get access.
Yeah, Starlink is a wonderful step towards that revolution.
Yeah.
I think we're starting to do that now, actually. We're trying to make all of Africa have some sort of internet source, and we're trying to bring them knowledge through to their classrooms and such, which is wonderful. But at the same time, I want to, like, I'm hoping that not just me, but, like, other people want to help these people, and, like, we can try and work with them. We're trying to give them some sort of, like, factory where they can make money and get a good job and good education, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And like, already, like, people go to Africa and they think, like, what was it, like, 50 years ago, there was, like, no settlements that were, like, had modern day technology or cars or something like that. But nowadays, like, they have cars. There are factories. There are places people can go. There's logging companies, that sort of thing. But we also have to worry about, like, pollution.
Yeah, exploitation of resources.
And I think we are doing good. I think we're moving in the right direction. It's just, to us, it probably seems slow, but to everyone else that is actually doing this, it's moving quite well.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
My turn. Oh, go ahead, Henrik.
I think it's the Western world's job to help Africa because of all the shit the Western world has done to Africa. We kind of have to mop up the mess we made.
Yeah, I get you. And I do think a lot of the mess that was made was by Western colonization and also imperialism. And yeah, and it just, like, there's a list of things that every country has done to any other country. And like one of the countries, oh, sorry, you go.
The main problem is the colonization, because they were colonized and put under Western rule. And then when the rule ended, we pretty much left them in desolation, which opened up the way for warlords to take over and further destabilize the countries.
Mm-hmm. I do think one of the countries that is always overlooked, actually, is India. And when they were being colonized and basically bled for their merchandisation, it was basically just like Britain, France, America in some extent that bled them dry. And they're still managing to work on like helping their populace. But like, I think they're more in debt than we are. It just seems that a lot of these countries that need help, oh, I feel so bad for them because it wasn't their fault. Like it literally wasn't their fault.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone who's joining. There we are. Welcome. But I wanted to ask you guys, what is one game that you would love to see in VR? Like, just one game that you think would do really well for you and not like everyone else, just one for you.
A game that would do well for me?
Yeah, like just make you overjoyed or like squeal like a pig or something. I don't know. I was gonna say a little girl, but then I was like, no, that's a little sexist, because like I squeal all the time. I'm like,
yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah, I
Oh, that was weird.
Sorry.
Oh, it's all good. What was that? That your phone?
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, okay.
I just thought I'd pull the chat up on my phone, but I didn't realize that I had the volume on max.
It's all good, man.
That was it. I'm trying to think, like, what games would I enjoy in VR that aren't already in VR? And you know, I expressed to you, Dan, the complications for like the interest of doing VR for me solo. I think any game that like, I want to go and play Star Trek Bridge Simulator with friends.
Oh, yeah.
To me, that would be, like, awesome. Like, and that game already exists. Like, I'm going to play it. It's just I don't have people to go and do it with.
See, I would play that, but how much is a VR headset these days?
It's pretty expensive.
It's still expensive. It's not come down enough yet.
Let me look real quick. VR headsets.
It's basically like buying a new TV.
Yeah. A new console, really.
Yeah.
So I could get an Oculus Rift S VR headset for
$300. Don't do Oculus. Oculus.
No? Are they that bad?
They're falling behind.
That's a lot of money. Oh my gosh.
Oculus is owned by Facebook, and Facebook recently made a new change to the terms of service for Oculus that says you have to have a Facebook account, you have to be LinkedIn, and if you delete your Facebook account, your games will also be deleted. So anything you buy...
That's messed up. I don't like that.
Yeah, that's why I always tell people don't buy Oculus.
You could still third-party in, like, Steam games, but it's not nearly as easy. It's very fun. Yeah. So, like, backwards compatibility for me is, like, if I do get rid of my Facebook, I still have options, but it's not as good by any means.
So, I'm actually looking at this one HTC headset. Vive. HTC Vive. And it's a bundle for $968, but it comes with chest sensors, leg sensors, hand sensors, and a head sensor. But then if you look at just the head and hand sensors, it's $699. So,
oh my God. So expensive.
Yeah. I'm just kind of wondering why.
Can't you get it without those sensors?
No, like, well, that's what, like,
head and hand is $600.
Yeah.
Head, chest, legs, hands is $960.
Yeah. And I need the hand sensors to play the game usually. Yeah. So.
Well, and,
right. Of course.
Oh, R&D cost.
What? Oh shit. Oh, that's so shitty. I was gonna say I could buy this $380, and then I click on it. Guess what? Out of stock.
Out of stock.
Oh, yeah. I was like, $380 and a head sensor. I'd buy that, and then I click on it. Nope.
Yeah.
I hate that. I think they did that on purpose just so I would click on it.
Nah, they didn't do that on purpose. It's just, you know, part of the system.
Uh-huh. Part of the system. But no, I would love to play more VR games. I gave mine to Aaron like 2 years back, 3 years back, something like that. But long story short, I do think VR is actually something that a lot of people should honestly try, because it's so much fun. I had probably 15 games for VR just alone on PS4, and they were great. Like, I really liked them.
Certainly. Fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I love VR as like a platform. For me, it's really just about finding that community to kind of work and kind of form things with other people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't hear you, man.
Oh, hey, are you there?
Yeah, we're here. It sounds like you're getting farther away.
Oh, I'll make sure to talk directly into the mic. Is this good?
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. VR just feels like a very isolated experience. Like, I was even thinking about like playing Alex Half-Life. Yeah, Half-Life Alex. That's experience. A great game.
Yeah.
And that's just so isolating, though. And I live alone. So for me, it's like, you know,
you want an experience with people. Yeah, I get you.
Well, I want an experience with people. I want to feel comfortable. And like, you know, if I'm in a horror kind of game or I'm getting jump scared and I have to like disconnect, it's like I'm coming back to an environment where I'm already alone anyway. So, you know, it's just not as maybe fun. And that's what I think, you know, the kind of that human aspect is such a hurdle sometimes for that single player VR game.
Have you tried VR chat?
I have. Yep. I need to get back into it. But again, once you're in VR chat, you're just chatting with people. Yes, you do funny like skits and hang out and stuff. But again, it's where's the game? Is there both?
There are games that are made inside of VR chat, so you can still play games.
Oh, okay. I'll have to go double check that then and take another look. That would be fun.
I do know. What was it? There's a game company that's trying to make, what is it, like remastered games where they remaster them to be, what's it called? Basically, like, original game was a 2D simulator game, or like it was a tactics game and it was top down. And then now you're going to be able to try and look at it from a VR standpoint. It's gonna be the same game, but you're gonna be controlling it now. You're gonna be the one, like, looking it over and actually touching things, handheld like devices, that sort of stuff. And I think even Tony, what's that one bomb defusal game?
Keep talking and nobody explodes.
That one
I would think would be perfect, and I think they already did this, but would
it's already VR.
Yeah, see,
we've done it. Me and a couple of my other friends, like, that one was a phenomenal experience. But again, it's so tied to the one person who has a bomb, and then the other people can't do it because they, you know, we've done it, and that's been a fun experience.
Yeah, and I love that because it actually makes it feel more in depth and more like just more epic, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an excellent VR game.
one of the a well executed VR game as well. I mean, they did the controls mm-hmm. well, and it kept it very interesting. But yeah, Dan, I want to say thank you so much for having me on and letting me come in and experience this with you and to everyone who is listening. You know, thanks for being here and supporting Dan. Keep on supporting him; he's a great guy. And anyone listening in the future, definitely. And Henrik, as always, very nice to talk with you.
Likewise,
information always. Thanks. Thank you. And have a good rest of your day, both of you.
You too. Bye, Tony. Bye.
Bye.
So, what about you, Henrik? Are you what are you up to? I know you were watching someone on Twitch. Is it a friend of yours that wants a shout out?
Sure. I'll go get his link.
Okay. I'm probably going to end the stream pretty soon, but I do want you to if you ever want to like give someone a shout out, feel free, because it's always nice to give someone like a little shout out, and then I can say his name on stream, or you can, so that people know who he is.
There we go.
Oh, Plarby?
Yeah.
Oh, I know Plarby. I love Plarby.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, he's really cool.
He's streaming Pokemon right now.
Oh, is he? I have him on Twitch. Here, I'm gonna message him in Twitch. That's actually really funny. I actually keep my Twitch notifications off these days. I don't even use Twitch that much. I really do want to get back into Twitch one of these days.
Yeah, it's fun.
It is, isn't it? And I feel like you'd be a perfect like candidate for streaming.
Nah, it's not for me. I thought about it, but it's not for me. Why not? Prefer to watch people.
Okay, fair enough. I think I'm a little bit of both, because I like to interact with people, but I also like to see how other people interact. And I don't know. I've always been like the person that can do both for anything.
Yeah.
How long have you known Plarby, by the way?
A few years. Maybe 3, now that I think about it.
I know I originally met him like a year ago, and then recently we've been chit-chatting a little bit more.
Okay. He's a voice actor.
I know. He's so funny. I love his voices. They're so great. Did I tell you that I'm now working for Goblin Studios?
No, you didn't. Yeah. What do you do?
I voice act for Goblin. I've been doing some skits with them. I'm also, hopefully in the future, if I ever get the chance, working in a feature film. But right now I'm just chit-chatting with them.
Okay.
But either way, I think I'm going to end the stream here, because this was a good high note, and it's just nice. But I do want you to have a great day, and I'll probably see you on Plarby's stream. And for anyone that doesn't know, it's www.twitch.tv/Plarby, and that's Plarby. So, Henrik?
Yeah.
My good sir, may you have the best day of all days.
No, you.
I choked on that last one. No, you. And then I just... I'll see you later. Bye.
Yeah, bye.